So a lot of people have been asking me, well, if you have this gift, this psychic mediumship gift, and not everybody has this gift, shouldn't you be giving this freely because you have a gift from God? It's a question I actually get asked quite often, or people get a little upset when they find out that you charge money for a reading or a class. So let me just put this into a little bit of perspective for some of you who may be also questioning, why do they charge so much money for a reading? Well, let's think about somebody who is in a line of work that you pay money to do a service. Let's look at an oil painter, your mechanic, your hairdresser. All of these people have specific skills. Most of them have went to school to learn how to do this specific thing. While some of us, as mediums and psychics, haven't been to a formal school, though most of us have, there is a level of learning and discovery that we also must go through. As all of you know, I teach psychic mediumship in my school at Zenith. And this is something that I pride myself in doing to help other people get the education to do it for themselves. So back to the thing about charging money. Even if your friend's a mechanic and they've went to school, it's still not really right for you to expect them to work on your car or your washing machine for free. Just as you would not want to do your job for free. This is a job to a lot of us. Many of us make our income in this way. We feed our families, we pay our bills, we do the things that all of you do with a traditional job, maybe a 9-to-5. Actually, most of us, mediums and psychics, work more than 9-to-5. We may not have a set job skill where we have to file papers or type up resumes or whatever it is we're doing. But we do have things that we book in advance. I take scheduled appointments. I do at least 3 to 5 a day. It depends on what I'm doing. I also have other jobs that I do because I teach psychic mediumship, I teach tarot, I teach face reading, I teach colored pencil art. So I actually have a lot of different things that I teach. That's in addition to doing my readings. So why do we charge money? It's an energy exchange. And many of us started out doing them for free. The demand gets really high when it's for free. Think about it. When something like a store gives away free dishes or free this, how many people are in line? Probably hundreds, thousands, because they want something for free. Everybody wants something for free. Not unusual. But think about the effort and the energy that that medium or that psychic has to put into giving you that freebie, that free reading. It's a lot of energy. It's also a lot of time out of our day. If I were to offer free readings all day long, I would never get anything else done. I would never be able to make any money because I'm too busy giving free readings. So you have to look at this again like a service. Your psychic medium is no different than your psychic therapist, not psychic therapist, psychiatrist, that's what I'm looking for, or your therapist, or someone you go to where you don't get a physical product in your hand, but you get insight, you get help and understanding, maybe things that are going wrong in your life. You go to your therapist, you get out all your emotions, and they give you skills and tools and information to work on whatever it is that's bothering you. This is very much the same kind of thing that psychics and mediums do. It's a counseling service of sorts. We help you to connect with your lost loved ones. We help you to gain some insight, direction of maybe where you should take your next job or your next home. We help you to make decisions by your own free will. at least most of us that are trained do, you should always have free will. That's a whole nother podcast we'll get into another time. So the more people that you can serve is really great, and it's wonderful to help a lot of people. But when you spend that many hours doing it for free, you can make yourself incredibly ill. There is a thing called an energy exchange, and a lot of us in the business know about this. If you don't have balance or an energy exchange when you're doing energy work, you yourself can become extremely ill. And it has happened to many great psychic mediums who have given a lot of their time for free. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you can't do charity work. Just minimize it. Do charity on one day a week, or do charity for 2 hours a day, only one day a week. Limit yourself with the amount of charity. Now, that's not to say we don't barter. I love to barter. Matter of fact, I have a wonderful wedding dress that was created for me, and my barter was readings. So bartering is an equal energy exchange. Equal. It's not that somebody who gives you an hour reading, you buy them a McDonald's ice cream cone. That is not equal to an hour of someone's time. It took you 5 minutes to go buy that, and somebody else created it for you. Not equal. You want to give someone a great gift? Give them a spa package. Give them a mani-pedi. Give them a hair appointment. Hey, you never know. I do a lot of readings, and a lot of times I would barter for my hair color. Yes, those could cost a couple hundred dollars depending on what I want to put in my hair. And you can barter, if, you know, everybody's willing, for an equal energy exchange. So why do mediums and psychics charge so much money? I mean, if you look at the greats out there like Lisa Williams and John Edward and James Van Praagh and the late Sylvia Brown, you will see a huge astronomical fee for just 30 minutes. I think Sylvia Brown, near her end of her readings, was charging upwards of $750 for 30 minutes. Well, why does that happen? Oh, they're just money hungry. They really want this money. So they're going to overcharge me. Well, there are a couple of reasons why famous psychic mediums charge as much as they do. Again, we're going to go back to that demand. When things are free, there's 100 million people in line. When things are cheap, for lack of a better word, again, there could be hundreds of millions of people in line, especially when you're a public figure. If everybody knows who you are, you're going back to that mentality of free. If you advertise something's free and you're a big person in social media, you're going to get a lot of people coming to you. So the same with Sylvia Brown. I think her waiting list was 6 months long. 6 months long at $750 for 30 minutes. So think about that demand. That's why they have to up their prices. That's one reason. The second reason is they do traveling and venues, and they produce books, and they have staff members. That money doesn't come out of thin air. That money isn't just snap your fingers and here's the money, I'm going to produce another book, or here's the money, I'm going to sell out this venue of 450,000 people. No, they actually have to rent a venue. They have to pay their PR person. They have to pay their managers. Heck, some of them have bodyguards. They have to pay them too. They have to pay for the lights in their studio if they're working out of their home or their office. They have to pay for their furniture. They have to pay for anything that they give you, a pamphlet, a CD, whatever it is that they're giving you in return for your reading. They have to pay for these things. So that money doesn't always just go in their pockets so they can drive a Lexus. Some of them do, but they have earned that right by doing this for many, many years. There are tons of businessmen out there who do great at their jobs, and they drive a Lexus. It's still the same thing. It's a job. I guess it depends on how good you are at your job. So, for those of you that want to offer questions up for me for future podcasts, that would be great. If you have suggestions for future podcasts, that would be awesome as well. You can write me at richmedium@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at Medium Laura Evans. And you can also find me on Instagram and all this other social media that I can't think of right now. And let me know your thoughts and views on this particular podcast, maybe on future podcasts. What would you like to listen to? Well, thanks for listening, and I know you guys have requested some podcasts, and this one has been coming up a lot lately in my newsfeed and in other groups that I belong in, so I thought, you know, it would be a great idea to cover this. So remember, equal energy exchange, don't get yourself sick. Go out there and have the best day that you can. See you next time.